This team sucks.
So close.
You're good.
No, I rolled my ankle on the landing.
That's okay. We got a lot of time left. It is 3:39 here on Sports Radio 96.7, 1310, The Ticket. This am the Hardline. This am the Day After. This are officially Ranger season. Say it with such disdain.
No, I don't. I
sound like you're upset.
I actually have a lot to say about the Rangers season. In fact, I attended a Major League Baseball game
to prepare yourself to get ready mentally because you kind of knew, right?
I could kind of sense it after you and I left the arena Friday night.
Man, all right, we got a lot on the Mavs and your bit that didn't work.
No, he wore a suit to a funeral.
He let us down.
It was just the wrong funeral.
Right.
Suit. I could sense we needed to pull out all the stops.
Sometimes nothing works, right? It doesn't matter how much the bits you do and your heart and stats. And
how bravely you face the electric chair. Sometimes the electric chair still wins.
Going to win. Kick your ass. I had a feeling, too, man, is that when that game in the fourth quarter when Kawhi couldn't miss, I was just like, I had my hands in the air. I'm like, all right.
Now you feel like you saw a game that you'll remember.
Oh, yeah.
You felt like you saw a memorable performance.
No doubt. All right, so the day before, so that would have been Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
The day before game six, I awoke on that morning, and I, which is a good thing. You always want to, wake up, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a good sign.
That's a goal for every day.
Right. And I walked outside and directly in front of my house, not on my side of the street, but literally right in front of my house on the other side of the street. And there's no house on the other side of the street.
Mm-hmm.
It's a crick and trees and stuff.
My mom still calls it that.
A crick?
Yeah.
So there lies a big, giant armadillo. And
dead?
Armadillo
didn't
is...
Didn't we just deal with a giant snake like the week before?
We did. We did. You know, when the rain comes, the critters start kind of getting loose.
That's right.
So the armadillo had been struck in the middle of the night by Carr, and there he was. So as he sits there, and again, it's in front of my house... Is it my responsibility to take care and dispose of armadillo?
Nope.
No, I don't think so. I feel like that is that of the city services.
Okay.
That's animal control, bruh.
Yeah.
And I think maybe recycling and or trash man would notify the proper parties.
Or not, or you can call 311, right?
Well, that phone call...
411 or whatever.
That phone call was made...
By you?
Yeah.
Okay.
And by Sunday, armadillo's still there. Now, in the 3 days since I first encountered armadillo...
You're sure it's not a copycat?
It had been run over again, had split it... What are you laughing at?
That...
Had, and you know what? I know it was a kid. I know it was like some kid.
Aim for the dillo, bruh.
Yeah. And I think maybe they pulled the let's back up over it, too.
Uh-huh.
And they split it open.
They'd been watching Narcos Mexico.
And by yesterday morning, it smelled so... I couldn't open the door. Like, it smelled so bad. And the humidity was there, and it was festering, and it was... rotting, and there were birds and ants and maggots and everything else surrounding this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it was turning into something that literally, if you were within 15, 20 feet of it, which if you open the front door, we basically are, you're going to vomit. And so it's
turning into a biohazard.
I was given the instruction.
That wouldn't help the smell, by the way.
I was given
you
the instruction.
Vomit all over it.
Yeah, I know. Get rid of that thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
From?
Multiple people in my house. Dad, do something. So I put three masks on. Thank you, pandemic. Right?
That'll keep you safe.
Yeah. Just for the smell.
Right.
Then I tied a shirt around my face. I walked out with giant shovel. Now, I've never picked up an armadillo before. Dude, they're heavy.
They are.
Those are big animals.
They have a big, well, it's not an exoskeleton, but they've got some pretty heavy-duty armor.
Yeah, and this thing was a large one. And as I am scooping it up, it kind of falls off the shovel and kind of breaks. And, I mean, dude, it is straight out of a horror movie. It's so freaking disgusting.
Yeah.
And then you're trying to re-scoop and get the other half and
what's your
guts.
Plan?
And
what, are you going to bring it in the house and run it down the garbage disposal?
Is your wife holding a trash bag open for you?
No. So
she ain't doing nothing.
I am taking this to run across in the field that's across from our house.
And launch it?
And launch it.
Lacrosse style?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
you're
yeah.
exactly
I've,
right.
I've definitely done this.
Yeah. And so,
please tell me you missed and it fell on your head.
I'm wearing a dillo hat.
I did this with a dead rabbit corpse in my pool.
Ugh.
As you get the net and then launch.
Right.
See how many backyards.
Let the neighbor deal with it.
Yep.
So I get this thing fully like, and I'm running with it. Like, I'm like, you know, and yes, I get the launch. I set it back over my shoulder, and it's like a fly fishing thing. You just
right.
whip it over.
Full catapult.
Dude, I made the mistake of taking a breath with my nose, and I'm not kidding you. I've never smelt anything so bad in all my days.
Try working in a funeral home for a summer.
Oh. I launch, okay? And as launch takes place, armadillo goo flies in my
face. Oh, no!
Face.
Yes! I was close.
Dude.
You didn't have your Reggie Jackson safety goggles
clear,
on, did you?
Your clear Oakleys.
How about it?
From 1998.
You would have heard, you know, the Junior Miller thing that we're playing the promo? It was me going, ah! Like, I was so, it's so gross. It's so gross. It's 4-day-old armadillo goo.
Uh-huh.
That the birds of prey didn't even want.
No, yeah. no. It yeah. was
Or the
so
maggots.
Yeah.
Gross.
So what'd you do?
Well.
Just kind of take your finger and wipe it off.
Yeah,
rub it on your jean pants.
Sling it out there. And so then I go in the backyard to clean the shovel first. All right? Because the shovel is so gross. So I spray down the shovel and just get the goo off of it. And then I bring the shovel back into the garage, and then I come back out to the yard, and the dogs are over there
going
sniffing
loving it.
Where the shovel was. And Danny, what do they do? What do animals do?
Roll around in it.
They're rolling around in it.
In armadillo carcass goo.
Yes.
Why would you roll in it?
That's they're dogs.
They do, man.
I thought they were
going to
just
rank.
Do the taste test.
No, they find something rank, and then they just want it all over their bodies.
It's the most amazing, disgusting thing ever. And it just
it makes you not want a dog anymore when you see them behaving like that.
I know. It may, like what are you doing?
It's like, I don't even know you
you're
anymore.
You're like sweet animals. You're rolling around in carcass filth.
Yeah, as much as we try to humanize our pets, when you get them in a situation like that, you realize that they're not as close to us as you think
they are.
There's
millions of years of DNA that's just they can't get rid of it. I don't think they want it either. Matter of fact, I saw the birds, like the crows going over there to pick on that armadillo, and they were approaching with caution. And I think they're honestly thinking, I know this is disgusting, but I got to have some of that dillo. Like,
I'm hungies.
Yeah, like I know this is wrong. I know this is not what I normally would go after. And I'm kind of embarrassed, and I hope the neighbors aren't watching me right now, but I got to get in that thing.
Okay, so you don't think they approach with caution merely because they fear ambush?
No.
Interesting.
I think they're embarrassed, but they got their DNA tells them they got to have it.
Well, I'm going to send a message out to all those birds that were convincing themselves that dillo was the best idea for a meal that night.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to do that. Just come up here. There's still some Cheez-Its left. Jeremy hadn't eaten them all.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there's armadillo fun.
That's awesome.
I took.
What does any of this crap have to do with what happened over the weekend?
Well, we wanted to lighten the mood.
It happened over the weekend.
Yeah, it did. It happened over the weekend. We wanted to lighten the mood before we got into the real ball buster, and that is, hey, what's going on next door? Yesterday, I told the story of an armadillo.
Carcass removal.
There was an armadillo that was killed right in front of my house, and it became my responsibility to dispose of this thing in...
Well, you took it to a taxidermist.
No, I didn't get it stuffed. We don't have a stuffed dilla. But
a little OU uniform.
That was a mantle.
We gave him, like, the boss cut. So...
A little Heisman pose.
So, anyway, we called animal control. They didn't show up. The... armadillo carcass was run over multiple times in betwixt the phone call. And
I feel bad for animal control because they probably did show up and then they thought that armadillo got raised from the dead.
Right. Yeah. I'm sure they often think that, Danny, as they're doing their job.
Yeah.
So it became disgusting. It started smelling really bad. And my wife and the kids were like, you got to do something about it. We couldn't even open our front door. It smelled so bad. And since it was directly in front of my house and I don't have a house in front of us, it was mine. I guess you just own it then, right? You just luck of the draw or bad luck of the draw. You got to take care of it. And so
I
put on
that time that my car was parked in front of your house. They didn't call me.
No, they called me.
They called you.
Yeah.
You know that story? Dumbass.
What did I do?
Had a beater, some old beater of
a
car.
It was a 72 Dodge Dart, baby blue, in very nice condition.
And he parked it, not in front of my house, but at the edge of my house. So it wasn't really, we didn't know, like, if you lived in the neighborhood, you weren't sure whose car it was.
And trust
or whose friend it was.
Any car in that neighborhood that isn't, like, is more than 2 years old.
Yes.
Is cause for suspicion.
That doesn't have the residue of a sticker just taken off the window.
Right.
Because you just drove it off the lot.
Hey, Dad, where's his sticker?
This doesn't smell like a new car.
So, I don't remember the circumstances, but I do know that he showed up one night at my house for some function and then... I don't know, took a cab home or somebody took him home.
Yeah, I had to get a ride home.
And then...
Something went down at his crib.
He left the car at my house for like 6 days. So I've got neighbors calling me like,
right.
Hey, whose car is that? I'm like, oh, it's just a... He's a friend. I'll get him to move it.
Is it bothering you?
Yeah, but I think there was also something wrong with it.
No, there wasn't.
Are you sure?
Why
did you leave it there for so long?
Because I had another car. I didn't need it.
Very extensive car collection.
Well, I think I had a deal at the time or something.
So anyway, I had to remove the armadillo, and it was the most disgusting thing ever because it was in pieces. There were birds eating it, ants, maggots. Everything was. It was the smell was. Inconceivable. You could not. Sex Panther had to smell better than that from Odeon. It was terrible. So I disposed of it properly. In the process of getting the shovel and throwing it, a dash of armadillo goo landed on me.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And it freaked me out, and I was running around like Craig Miller getting attacked by the spider, screaming. And so then I got multiple notes saying, bro, that's not good.
No, it's not.
Because armadillos carry leprosy.
And I noticed today you are starting to morph into Mavs Man.
The only leper we know is Mavs Man. So I looked this up. Armadillos.
You have to go to a colony?
I might.
He might need to be healed.
You might have to.
Bob might know a guy.
I think you have to declare your presence by shouting unclean as you walk
right anywhere.
And you sat next to me in a cart today, and I didn't hear that once.
Oh, I know. Yeah, but I was licking on him.
He's vaccinated, so everything's fine.
So I go to internet, and it tells you on multiple sites, armadillos are the only other animals besides humans to host the leprosy bacillus.
That sounds serious.
Yes.
They cured COVID in a year, but they still haven't figured out a vaccine for leprosy.
Right. Were you guys, by the way, when you were kids, not obsessed with lepers and leprosy?
In the leper colony? Of course.
Why?
Because of the Bible, dude.
Yeah.
But it was more than that. Like, we would have, I remember conversations in fourth grade about leper colonies and your arm falling off. And, oh, bro, you got leprosy. And became not as fun anymore as you got older.
But I think to Danny's point, the only place that it's ever brought up, though, is from the Bible, because I don't think leper colonies have really had a good run in the last several hundred years, to my knowledge. Now, there may be
no idea.
There may be corners of the earth that that I'm not keeping real close tabs on that have a leprosy issue, but I think it's a rather old time and maybe even Bible time ailment.
Mm-hmm. Well, we found out in about 2011 that people, I want you to guess, I'm going to give you some regions, okay? I'm going to give you the Southwest. I'm going to give you the West, the Northwest, the Midwest, the Southeast.
Of the U.S.?
Yeah. Southeast and Northeast.
Okay.
What area of the United States?
South.
The ding,
SEC.
Ding, ding. You're right.
SEC.
The
definitely.
SEC was eating armadillo, and they found cases of leprosy because of this.
It's good eating, man.
You can't tell me what to eat.
That's right. Pre-gaming.
I'll eat whatever I want.
Yeah, pre-game armadillo.
Damn
on the
right.
Grove at Ole Miss.
That's right. How we do it down here, boy.
So they found that people were eating this, and they were getting leprosy. They say that for whatever reason, armadillos can carry this because the pathogen known as leprosy is very weak. They say it's so fragile that it dies quickly outside of the body. It's notoriously difficult to grow in lab conditions. But with a body temperature of just 90 degrees, the armadillo presents what they say is a Goldilocks condition for the disease. Not too hot, not too cold. Bacterial transmission to people can occur when we handle or eat the animal.
Or drip it on our face.
Yeah. When it's all on a shovel.
Where did the leprosy sauce land when it hit you?
It hit my neck.
So on your skin?
Yeah.
You're screwed.
I'm going to get leprosy,
yeah,
dude.
About 100 people are diagnosed with leprosy in the U.S. every year.
I'm going to go ahead and apply for your position.
Just get out of here. Well, he was first.
Ready to talk NFL with me, Bob?
Yeah, sure.
Wouldn't it be funny, though, if you did get the job because you pulled like a Kobe move and got way ahead of the game, uh-huh. Just predicted that I was going to die? Danny did. I mean, he was a go-getter. That young Bayless.
Or maybe I planted the armadillo.
He right. Hey, what a great way.
God, there's a lot of moving parts.
There really are. Just plant an armadillo in front of someone's house.
Yeah.
Run over it a couple of times.
Hope that it has leprosy.
Right.
And hope that leprosy sauce gets on you.
Right, right.
And hope that you die.
Right.
It's a long shot.
It
but,
is.
You know.
You're playing the long game
that's
here.
That's right.
Right. Yeah, that's the thing. It's gone now from armadillo goo to leprosy sauce.
Did you take a shower?
Yes, I've showered multiple times. But now I'm hoping, since we were in close quarters today, that for sure
Bob's going to get it.
Bob
too.
Gets leprosy.
I'm a little concerned now.
It's the Mino and Dingu show.
Featuring Ty Walker.
And Julie.
In 2018, there were 15 countries reporting 1,000 or more cases of leprosy.
Yeah.
15 countries.
Right.
Got picks?
Does anybody want to go for it?
I mean,
India?
Yes.
That's number one?
Yes, by a good margin.
Their sanitation in certain parts of that country is suspect at best.
I would agree with you. Any others?
Namibia.
Namibia?
I was going to give you that, but it's actually Myanmar. Myanmar.
Okay.
Myanmar?
Myanmar, yeah.
Myanmar.
M-Y-A-N.
Let's go Bangladesh.
Uh-huh.
Brazil, which is top three.
Oh,
wow.
They use it as a soccer ball.
Uh-huh.
Congo, Ethiopia, India, Indonesia, Madagascar,
ooh.
Mozambique, Myanmar, Nepal, Nigeria, Philippines, Somalia, Sri Lanka, and Tanzania. The top three on the medal stand, India 1, Brazil 2, Indonesia 3.
So Alabama was right outside of the top 10.
The SEC does not rank highly enough on this poll.
And the yes.
And Alabama.
Alabama. Mississippi. Florida.
Wow,
Louisiana.
How about that? Also, red squirrels and monkeys are also in the leprosy animal game, but armadillos are, in fact, the leader.
Well, leader.
The
now
worldwide leader in leprosy.
Now, in the leopard softball team has little armadillo jerseys.
The leper softball team.
See? It's all fun and games, Bob, until your arm falls off.
Wait a minute.
If you
get leprosy in a first world country.
Yeah.
Is there a cure?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, there's one cure, and it's a man that lived 2,000 years ago that touches you, and it goes away. So unless you're friends with him...
They have to lower you through a roof.
Yeah, you're screwed.
So that's it. You have to be touched by God?
Well,
Jesus.
Son.
Yeah.
A little New Testament healing there for you, Corby.
I'm going to your church.
Just find
Sunday.
A son of a carpenter.
That'll work.
Sir?
You've got this.
Actually, I'm really just a carpenter. I'm sorry.
All right, let's...
I can make you a desk.
I really like armadillo leprosy talk. I'm not going to lie.
That wasn't
bad.
I
have a lot of fun talking about it until I lose my arm. All right, let's do a little...
Portland looked like a couple times they might make a game out of it, and the Mavericks just swatted everything out to half court. You like that Sebastian Telfair? Didn't he have an annoying game?
A little bit.
Such disdain.
Sebastian
a little
Telfair.
Bit. Oh, man. It's 3:40 here on Sports Radio 96.7 13. Tim the Ticket. This
seems like a lifetime ago, doesn't it, Corby?
It was a lifetime ago.
For some.
This is June the 9th. It is Wednesday. It is hump day. You have made the halfway point. You are well past the halfway point of the week. You only have a couple more hours of work today until you get 2 days, I guess, until the week. This is a great day. Wednesday's an awesome day.
It's time to hump.
No, it means you get over the hump. You're slowly going downhill now.
I'm
toward
just
the
now
weekend.
Learning this.
Yeah, it's not about humping, idiot.
It was worth a try, though.
Yeah, right.
Well, tell that to my dog.
We have a large show for you today. We got Snake Pit at 5:15. We
got a $600 bid
already.
Yeah,
for Snake Pit.
No.
Oh.
To play with Donovan.
Thought I was going to get paid extra for Snake Pit today.
No.
All right. We'll keep those bids coming. Email you?
Yeah. Sturm1310 @me.com.
At me. The only other cockier email address, well, Gordon used to have, he may still, Gordon@GordonKeith.com.
That's typical if you have your own website.
Yeah. Troy's is that way.
Yeah.
Troy at...
I don't do this.
Yeah, okay, well... It's an email address. It's not like
address. I'm sure he's dying to hear from everybody.
Yeah, it's true. Anyway, go to sturm@me.com.
Sturm1310@me.com.
I get it confused. Okay, so I've had so much fun the last 2 days with armadillo talk here at this point that I can't really let it go because there are layers upon layers because we discovered yesterday after I disposed of the armadillo. By the way.
Are you getting sores?
I'm not yet. My neighbor today, when I was walking my dogs, he goes, man, did you see that armadillo in front of your house the other day? I'm like, yeah, bruh. I got rid of it. He goes, it's the biggest armadillo I've ever seen. I was like, yes, thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Just yelled at him like that?
Yeah, I did. Anyway, we were alerted to, and then I got armadillo goo on me, and then people were like, look, they carry leprosy.
And you're going to die.
And I could die. So then this guy sent me a note, and he goes, dude, if you do get leprosy, you could go here. I never knew this because we often talk about, or I guess as kids, we talked about the leper colony.
Right. Up in the colony.
That it stemmed. I don't think that there's an actual leper colony in the colony. Well, if there is, though, and they'd like to sponsor a remote, we're open for business. But there is a small, unincorporated community on one of the Hawaiian islands called Kalua Papa. And it looks spectacular.
It's on Molokai, isn't it?
It is on Molokai. Yes.
From Children of the Corn?
Not Malachi, the redheaded guy from Children of the Corn.
Wow. Amazing.
It really is. So back in the 1870s, for whatever reason, the Hawaiian government decided that they would form or create a leper colony on the island. And so they did.
Dare to dream.
The isolation, there were at its peak, there were 1,200 men, women, and children with leprosy that were exiled to the Kaluapapa Peninsula. It was enacted by King Kamehameha V and remained...
Wasn't he in the Tongan Minute?
I think so.
I think he was.
Mm-hmm. Ma'atanuvasa.
Yeah.
Well, I thought he did something for King Kamehameha or something.
Maybe I think they fought or something like that. So, yeah, King Kamehameha V is the one that enacted it 50 years ago. This remained in effect until 1969. If you got leprosy or acquired it wherever...
You got a free ticket to Hawaii?
You go to Hawaii and you live on whatever it is, Kaluapapa. Yeah, and they say today there are still 14 people left from that 1969 leper colony. There are 14 people left. Now, I guess it doesn't really exist in its past form anymore, but there are still lepers there.
It doesn't sound quite like I imagine leprosy then. Is that leprosy was a flesh-eating bacteria that meant you were done for, but if they closed up the camp 52 years ago and we still have 14 people kind of hanging out there, it must be a very slow flesh-eating bacteria.
Well, they're using the past tense. There may be like a shot now. Just give me my shot. There may be some sort of leprosy vaccine or something, because they say that these 14 people had leprosy and they continue to live there. The colony is now included within Kaluapapa National Historic Park. So if you go there, you can see where the original leper colony was. And I'm telling you, man, this is what it looks like. This is your view.
Wow.
I mean, like, it's almost worth having leprosy.
You're going to find out in the next day or so.
Sounds like you've sort of talked yourself into, like, it's handicapped parking at a Cowboys game or something.
It's not so bad, right?
I don't know if that's true or not. I'm going to say no. I got a DM on this matter.
A leper DM?
Yes. Now, it's from the Mexican Moses.
You can trust him then.
And he indicates that there was a show called Royal Pains on the USA Network. That was like a scripted show, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then maybe this is something that's not nearly as important if it was like a documentary. But he said there was an episode where a couple had a strange rash that was very similar to syphilis. And by the end of the episode, the doctor on the show determined it was because the wife was making belts out of armadillo. And that caused him to get leprosy, which is treatable.
Okay.
They had actual doctors consulting on the show, so it wasn't just a TV thing as far as I know, but a little fun fact for you.
So you can treat it.
So she would get...
In modern times, you can.
She would get... Because are there like armadillo boots and stuff like that? I mean, you're Western and stuff.
There's no sales tax on boots in New Jersey.
Armadillo boots. I would think yes.
Okay, belts, boots, all that crap, you know?
Maybe they clean all the leper juice off of it
before they
make them into boots.
Don't you think armadillos, though, in general, because when we were buying our current house, while we were looking at the house, the kids went to play in the backyard and they saw an armadillo. And it was one of those scenes where when you happen upon an armadillo in the wild. Now, first of all, I've been told that if you see one, something's gone horribly wrong or something.
Because they're nocturnal.
Like, yes. If they're out during the day, they're probably already dealing with
they're
something.
Sick.
But
typically rabid.
But without this background, if you're just out there as a couple fourth graders and you see an armadillo, they actually look like something you might want to mess around with.
They look prehistoric.
Yeah. Like, this is kind of neat. And
like, they have sex?
Sexes.
I'm sorry. What was your question?
I just can't imagine. After picking that giant thing up, I feel like I just asked, what is Thailand, or whatever Dan asked last week.
I mean, how do they procreate? Do they
they don't
sex?
Look like sexual beings.
How about a...
Fair.
We'll just skate over that, maybe.
However...
Move past it.
Evidently, they are, Corby.
Yeah, a lot of them are around.
Like, just about every living thing, in some way, yeah, does procreate.
It'll look like Pam Anderson in her prime, though. Where's the Pam Anderson of armadillos?
Well... Much like in Bugs Bunny.
He's put a little shirt on him.
With lipstick and a sundress. Suddenly.
Well, hello.
You're in love.
Who are you?
Suddenly you're in love.
All right. I think this concludes.
I don't know.
Armadillo leprosy talk.
We'll see.
Who can say?
Let's wait until the blisters show up.
Is that the first sign?
I don't know. I'm going to find out.
You know, I was thinking about this. We should real fast.
Go ahead.
As the goo, as you called it, right?
Yeah.
Armadillo goo.
It hit my neck.
It hit your neck.
Oh man!
Like, I launch.
Think if it had gone in his mouth
or his eye or something. Like, what
an
are
open,
you talking
an
about?
Open. Yeah. Well, I mean, not all of them have leprosy. That's the thing. You
yeah,
have to find
they do.
The one.
I'm sure of it.
Yeah, they do.
I mean, odds are.
I mean, look at them.
All of them have leprosy.
They look like they have leprosy. You're going to turn into an armadillo.
Again, this is not District 9 where I'm going to turn into...
Just start eating cat food over there.
Right?
Instead of Jimmy John's, it's 9 Lives.
Right.
What is he doing?
Gross. He really loves that cat food.
It's just so good, man.
Fancy feast again, eh, Corby? All right.
All right, let's dive into last night, because our friends the Clippers, Kawhi and company, they had themselves a battle.
Yeah.
And I'm having real problems dealing with my rooting interests right now.